tried to be gracious.
You agreed to take your family and they weren't doing well.
But her ex and kids see it differently.
She put me through, which nobody should have to go through.
Oh, that's terrible.
Was she not generous enough?
Her only source of income is disability. You are three adults. Support yourselves. She's not going to support you with our tax dollars.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Bridget Morris says Keith Henderson and her children Keith Jr. and Christine owe for the return of a security deposit and property. The defendants are countersuing for rent, utility bills, and harassment.
Order. All rise. This is case number 475 on the calendar, the matter of Mora versus Henderson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Mora, the defendant is your former husband. You've been divorced for about 14 years?
Correct.
And the two co-defendants are your children?
Correct.
Your first name is?
Keith.
And how old are you, Keith?
19.
What do you do?
I just go to school.
What school?
CNM in New Mexico.
And your name?
Christine.
How old are you, Christine?
24.
And what do you do?
I'm a caregiver.
For whom?
I have a client in New Mexico. I've been there for 3 years, full time.
Is it an adult person?
He's about 85 years old.
So you're in home?
Yes, in home caregiving.
And how old are you?
I'm 48, Your Honor.
And you received disability?
I just received that October 11th of 2013.
What were you doing before that?
Before that, I had a long career with the government, the federal government.
What branch of the federal government?
It was the Department of Interior, Fish and Wildlife Service.
How long did you work for them?
1990 to 2004.
And why did you leave?
I left because I was recruited to go from Fish and Wildlife to GSA to help complete an infrastructure undertaking that the Albuquerque area was going to be doing. And my boss was retiring. I decided to take a little break before starting as a deputy for that branch. I figured it was going to be nonstop on the road, and I needed to get myself in order.
What happened?
What happened was the war broke out and the job fell through.
And when did you start working again?
I went to work at the tribal government in Nebraska, and I think that was in 2005. So I just had a brief period of no work.
2005 until when?
2009, and we had an accident, Joe and I, and I spent 4.5 years of rehabilitation.
Car accident
in Albuquerque.
You're talking about this is
my witness, Joe Lopez, my boyfriend also of 9 years.
So you had an automobile accident?
Correct. And we spent 4.5 years of grueling rehabilitation.
I hear you.
Okay.
And you, Mr. Henderson, how old are you?
52.
And from what I read from your answer, you too just started to receive or will be receiving shortly disability.
Yes, it's actually workers' compensation. Yes, ma'am.
For what?
In 07, I fell off a ladder and hurt my back, and I've had surgery since.
When did you have your last surgery?
In December 1st of 12. And I'm planning on, unfortunately, I'm going to have another surgery as well.
To do what?
I've got pressure on my spinal cord, spinal stenosis. I've got 3 disc problems. 1 was replaced. 2 are still bulging and tears. And then I'll also have pressure on my spinal cord.
Pressure from what?
From the discs or something out of alignment. It's actually got pressure.
I know. I got that, too.
Yeah. It's
long time.
Yep. Been there and done that. Absolutely.
And have you applied for disability?
Yes, I have applied. And it's been denied.
And it was denied.
And it's being
appealed.
Appealed, correct.
This is what the case is about. Ms. Mora, at some point you received a settlement with regard to your Social Security disability.
Correct.
How much was the settlement?
The settlement was just a little bit over $65,000.
And at about that time, according to you, you agreed to take your family, and they weren't doing well, to move in with them as a group, or to assist them because you hadn't been, according to them, around for about 10 years. And you put down a security and paid rent on a house for all of you to live in. About the same time, you were still involved with your boyfriend. Things got a little sketchy in the house, and at some point, you called to pick up one of your children or grandchildren. You have a child?
I have 2, Your Honor.
For a birthday party, and they, according to you, told you don't bother to come, whatever. You then showed up to pick up the furniture because you had furnished the house along with paying the security deposit, etc. There was a big brouhaha, and your former husband and children still have the furniture that you purchased for the house. You want the return of your security deposit because you're no longer living there. And your former husband says, actually, because your agreement was that you were going to pay for them to live in this house and furnish it until his disability kicked in, so that you would share the expenses equally, or the taxpayers would share your expenses equally. And you stopped paying the bills 2 months shy of him getting his disability, so that you actually owe 2 months rent, 2 months utilities, and you're not getting the furniture back because that was the agreement, that you moved into larger quarters and they get to keep the furniture. Am I missing anything?
Just the countersuit for the defamation of character, Your Honor. She put me through, which nobody should have to go through.
Oh, that's terrible.
And I mean, it's just, well, my neighbors and everything have seen, it's embarrassing very much.
Well, should have let her take her furniture.
Yeah.
Should have let her take her furniture. You work.
I just recently got 2 jobs, Your Honor, to help pay bills there.
Great. You're 19 years old. You can work part-time, right?
He is.
Oh, work.
You work.
Good. So you contribute. And is there nothing that you can do, Mr. Henderson, to earn money that doesn't require you being on a ladder?
With the condition that I'm in now, I can't go in enough length of time to do anything to be productive for a company. My background is in automotive, and that's what I know. And the automotive business is very long hours, and it's the doctors won't let me do that type of, you know, those many hours in a day.
Is that the argument that you made when they denied you disability?
No, I can't care for myself.
No, I'm just asking
no,
you,
ma'am.
Sir.
I can't
is that the argument that you made? I mean, I asked you what the nature of your disability was. You told me you got a couple of bulging discs and spinal stenosis. And I told you I really understand
sure.
that. And I'm not minimizing it. I'm just asking you a very simple question, sir. Is there something a 52-year-old man can do? I know a lot of people work sitting at a desk. I assume that you don't stay in bed all day?
No, ma'am.
So if you don't stay in bed, I'm just asking you a simple question. Is there nothing that you can do to earn extra money to furnish a house for your family other than take her disability?
When I get to a point where I can help, as far as what my doctor allows me to do, I will, absolutely. And I've done that all my life. I've had a job my whole life. I've never depended on anybody until recently with this injury.
When was the last time you worked, sir?
12.
For how long?
It was a few months that year after my rehabilitation. I tried to go back.
When was the last time you worked on a regular basis?
It was 2009 until 12.
Who did you work for from 2009 to 2012?
Reliable Chevrolet.
In what year was your accident?
07.
In 07?
Yes, ma'am.
Long time ago.
Yeah, I've been trying to get myself back together, but it's been tough.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When did you buy the furniture?
I bought the furniture mostly at the end of October, the first part of November.
What furniture did you buy?
I bought furniture for my grandkids.
Well, just tell me the furniture you bought that you want back.
Oh, what I want back? I would like the furniture that I need for my...
Listen,
the bedroom?
Listen to... Miss Moore,
I'm sorry.
Just pay careful attention to my question. What furniture did you buy that you want back? 2 chairs, a sofa, I don't... Want to hear anything else?
All right.
Let's go.
I would like to have my bedroom furniture
returned. Stand
up.
We don't have to leave.
Bedroom furniture.
Your bedroom furniture.
2 couches, 4 bar stools, 1 TV, 1
Wait just a second.
All right.
Describe the TV.
It's a Vizio TV I bought at Best Buy. And I would like to have the TV stand I bought at Country Dan's. And I would like to have the dryer that I bought at Sears.
And you bought all of those items?
Right.
Mr. Henderson, just answer my question, yes or no. Did Miss Moira pay for those items?
Yes, ma'am.
What items are in the house that you paid for?
Everything else.
Great.
Terrific. Other than those few
items. She's going to come and pick up all of that property.
Thank you.
Now, let's get to your security deposit.
I put down first and last month's rent, mostly so my grandkids would have somewhere to stay for school.
Good.
And that was the only reason I entered into this agreement. I also paid an additional $1,500 because the landlord needed an additional security deposit.
Why should you get that back?
Well, because they illegally kicked me out, I had one outfit to go to church with my boyfriend Joe on Christmas Eve. I called.
Just a minute. Had you been living there?
I'd been living there.
No, don't look here. Look here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Listen to me. I got this whole picture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want you to understand that I really understand this whole picture.
And later today.
It was just a bunch of coworkers going out. I had a hotel room.
How many is a bunch?
8 to 10 of us.
8 to 10 in one hotel room?
Yes.
Why would you want to do that?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Bridget Morris says Keith Henderson and her children, Keith Jr. and Christine, owe for the return of a security deposit and property. The defendants are countersuing for rent, utility bills, and harassment.
Ms. Mora, you just told me that the reason you put down the first and the last month's rent and security is because you wanted your grandchildren to have a place to live.
Correct.
That was the reason you just gave me.
Yes, and for me too to live. I had a place there to help assist with the parenting.
Just a second. Yudra, how long have you been together?
9 years.
Who else do you live with other than the plaintiff?
Nobody.
Just her?
Yes.
Great. You have a place to live. That's not why you put down first, last, and security. What's next?
The agreement was they were all going to get jobs. Christine didn't have a job. Kiefer didn't have a job. Neither one of these two children were going to school. And
just
Big Keith.
Listen to me.
Oh, go ahead.
I got this whole picture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want you to understand that I really understand this whole picture.
Okay.
The reason you put your money into security and rent was because you got a windfall of money and there were two grandchildren. They're mad at you about something. I don't know what they're mad at you about.
They kicked me out. I couldn't get back into the house. They changed
the locks.
Well,
now you're
going
to, listen to me.
Okay.
Now you're going to go get all your furniture
okay.
And you're living with Joe.
All right.
For 9 years. Is that right, Joe?
That's correct. On and off.
Now, let's get to your counterclaim. Now, ridiculous. She's not going to pay you for any more rent. You are three adults. Support yourselves. She's not going to support you with our tax dollars.
I supported her for a long period of time.
Just a second. She's not going to support you with our tax dollars. Her only source of income is disability. And I don't know about my friend Bird, but I have no intention of supporting the three of you. So she's not paying for your rent for another couple of months. She's already paid your rent. For how many months?
She paid it for 1 month, bro.
No, that's not true. That's not true. That's a lie.
She did the
she
security.
She paid security.
Right.
And she paid last month's rent? She paid first and last?
No, that was security.
It was first and last, November and December. And I have
she has paid enough. Support yourselves.
She's
got it? She's picking up her furniture within 5 days. I'm preparing an order. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. May step out.
I was there to help my grandkids. And they didn't want to help themselves.
She's a very good woman with a big heart.
I'm glad it's over because they are still my family.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hall versus Waldhelm. Step forward.
John Hall says former co-worker Ashlyn Waldhelm agreed to split the cost of a trip to Rochester, New York. Ashlyn claims that was never the deal.
Mr. Hall, the defendant was a co-worker of yours. Your complaint alleges that two of you decided to take a trip. I think originally there were supposed to be other people going along. You laid out the money for her at her request. Her share of the trip was $420. You want that money back. Ms. Waldhelm said that you actually tricked her into going away with you. It was not as you indicated to her before you went on the trip. It was not what she expected. And when you returned from the trip, you began a series of acts which border on harassment, causing her to leave her job to go elsewhere, and she is counterclaiming for that. Where were you working, the two of you?
Joe's Crab Shack.
Where is that?
In New Jersey, Brick.
Where did you want to go on vacation?
We were going to upstate New York, Rochester and Niagara Falls.
For what?
It was just a bunch of coworkers going out. I had a hotel room, so we were going
You out. Had a hotel room?
Mm-hmm.
And how many is a bunch?
8 to 10 of us, initially.
8 to 10 in one hotel room?
Yes.
Why would you want to do that?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Okay, and there was supposed to be 10 people,
mm-hmm.
but 10 people didn't go.
No.
Nobody else went except the two of you.
The two of us, yes.
Well, how did that come about?
Real cases, real people, Judge Judy. John Hall says former co-worker Ashlyn Waldhelm agreed to split the cost of a trip to Rochester, New York. Ashlyn claims that was never the deal.
You said there were 8 or 10 people supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. In our car, it was only going to be 3. Then there's...
Not in your car. You had a hotel room, and the cost of the trip was for the hotel room and what?
Gas. Gas. Food, tolls.
Gas and tolls. And how much was the hotel room?
About 200.
Okay, and there was supposed to be 10 people mm-hmm. in that room.
Yes.
So, $20 a person to
exactly.
sleep. And you booked the room.
Mm-hmm.
But 8 or 10 people didn't go.
No.
Not one person dropped out because somebody died. Nobody else went except the two of you.
The two of us, yes.
Well, how did that come about?
The people that were supposed to come were coworkers, and their shifts ran later. So the other people that were supposed to drive together never wound up coming because of their shifts ran late, or there were just excuses all around.
So when Miss Waltham said that her share of the trip was supposed to be like $50, $20 for the hotel room, and the other $30 her share of gas, that sounds just about right to me.
Initially, yes, but then on the agreement that she was supposed to pay back for half of everything that was spent her. But then
now that wasn't the original agreement. When did that change? She's going to tell me her version of it.
No,
when did that change?
That changed that morning. And
So that changed that day?
Yes.
And when did you have a discussion with Miss Waltham that her half of the trip was going to cost a lot more than the $50 that she anticipated?
It was that morning.
Do you remember that conversation?
No. Because as we were on our way to Rochester, there were supposed to be 3 people coming behind us. And we didn't find out that their shift ran late until probably like 5, 6 o'clock. And
in the evening?
Yes. And we left it.
So you didn't know that they weren't going to be there, neither did he?
No, we knew that like 2 or 3 people dropped off. And then as we were on our way there, we got phone calls sporadically from everyone else saying that they weren't coming.
So what did you do at that point?
I talked to John in the morning, and I was like, what are we going to do if Sandra doesn't come? And he was just like, we'll figure it out, we'll figure it out. And when we were on our way to Rochester, he even told me I didn't have to split it completely with him because he was going to see a guy that he met there. And I guess they got into an argument, and they weren't talking anymore. And so after they got into a fight, he wanted to go to Rochester to see him.
Listen to me. I want to know whether you at any time agreed with him to pay half of the expenses.
No.
I didn't think so. Did you give him any money?
No.
But so you had agreed to pay him the $50?
Yes.
$20 for the hotel room?
Yes.
And the other $30 for gas?
Yes.
Because there were going to be 3 of you in the car?
Yes.
That sounds reasonable.
But I do.
I don't care.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to JudgeJudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Now, contract requires that both people have a meeting of the minds, not something that happens serendipitously. You put this thing together. You reached out to a bunch of people. You want to come? You want to come? Yeah, it cost you $20 for the room, $30 for gas. Great. Get into the car. All of a sudden, it's just the two of you. Did you give her an option of turning around and going home?
Well,
did you give her the option of turning around and going
home?
Even
left,
no, no.
Before we even left, we had the option not to go.
No. She says that in the car going there, you kept getting calls from additional workers that their shifts ran late. Did you at any time say we're going home?
No, we didn't.
Good. She owes you $50. Now I'm going to hear your counterclaim.
I was counterclaiming him for $500 because he was harassing me at work.
Well, just tell me what he was doing.
He just kept coming up to me about money, being really nasty, and it was just becoming a very uncomfortable work environment. So I ended up having to leave Joe's, and I found another job at the local Urban Kitchen. And he ended up coming into my new job to try and get the money out of me on my first day.
And when was the last time he tried to have contact with you?
Probably like a week ago.
And tell me where that contact took place, in person or on the phone?
On the phone.
Tell me about that conversation.
He just said that we were going to court and that I was going to give him the money that I owed him.
So, judgment for the plaintiff for the amount of $50. That's all. Thank you.
Step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She knew what she was getting into when she came on the trip. Even all the way through, she got phone calls herself, and she knew what was going on, and she was still set on going to Rochester, Niagara Falls.
I was supposed to pay $50, and the fact he was even asking me for way more than that was ridiculous.
She's friends with those people, and she knew what was going on even before I did.
He kept harassing me, and I kept telling him to stop, and he wouldn't.
There's no harassment at all. I went up to her at our job one time before we even started working. I asked her for the money back or when she was going to have it, because she told me she got a new job. And that was pretty much that.
I just had my dad call him and tell him to not come to my job.
Definitely don't give out money unless you know you're definitely going to get it back.
I've never had this problem before.